Detroit is home to the largest Masonic temple in the United States. The building hosts all kinds of events every year, from big-name bands to roller derby teams to plain old Masonic meetings. Sue Webster went to the temple a couple of times last year, and she came away with some questions. So she sent them to our Am I Curious project.
What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
Our own Paula Friedrich and Sue Webster went to the Masonic temple together to find some answers.
The first time Sue Webster visited the Masonic temple, it was for a masquerade. The next time, it was for a lecture. And Sue told me she was just blown away by the building.
It's kind of shabby and run down in a way now, but it had to have been magnificent in its time.
If you've never seen it, the Masonic temple towers over the city, and the inside is as opulent as any cathedral. It was built in the 1920s by Detroit Freemasons.
When I went there and saw, you know, what a place they had in the name of, you know, carrying on whatever it is they did or do, you know, I was just, you know, I was very fascinated by that.
She wanted to know, who were these people, and how did they build this giant building? So Sue and I went to check it out.
It's not a simple answer.
That's John Snyder. He's a member at Zion Masonic Lodge and gives tours at the temple. He showed us a lodge room. It's where Masons meet for lectures and meetings. The one we saw was carpeted in blue and had these high painted ceilings.
Notice what's around you. It is truly quiet in here.
Mm-hmm.
The walls are a foot and a half thick, followed by a 4.5-foot dead space and another foot and a half thick wall. Every lodge room in this building is so equipped.
We asked him where the resources for the building came from, and he told us this long, winding story, but basically it comes down to this. There were a lot of Freemasons in the 1920s because it was just the thing to do.
Something people did before we had radio and before we had television. People would go out and talk to each other.
That's Joel Stone. He's the chief curator at the Detroit Historical Society. He says there were a bunch of these kind of social clubs in Detroit back in the day, and men were usually part of a couple of different kinds of groups, so it's no surprise that many big Detroit names like Lewis Cass, Augustus Woodward, Henry Ford were all Freemasons. Plus, this was Detroit at its prime, so there was a lot of money in the city. And just like today, the temple was always open to the public to host events, too.
They knew they had to, in one way or another, pay for this huge building. And so they included the ballrooms where, you know, lots and lots of big events have been held.
At least until the Depression hit. And after that, in the 50s and 60s, Stone says the Cass Corridor became Detroit's Skid Row, and people stopped coming to the temple.
But if you can't get people in the door because they're feared of the neighborhood, they suffered badly from that.
Even as the area is on an upswing today, the Masonic temple still has rumors floating around it, mostly that it's haunted. Part of that probably comes out of the mysterious organization that built it. But here's the thing. The Masons aren't exactly hiding. This vastly secret organization does happen to have a 14-story building in its name.
Nothing in there's going to bite you.
Oh, so it's his castle.
And if you go on a tour there, Snyder will answer almost anything. The questions he won't answer, it's mostly about the specifics of Masonic lectures and teachings, but it sounds like the gist of it is just how to be an upstanding dude. Snyder says these things aren't really secret, they're just private.
And then there's the far greater majority of things that you don't know that you simply haven't inquired yet.
Because sometimes the idea of a secret is just a lot more exciting than the secret itself. For Michigan Radio, I'm Paula Friedrich.